I suppose everybody is guilty of not actually saving for the rainy day. And it's quite timely as we approach, it's the time for children to go back to school. Children going into primary school for the first time, secondary school for the first time, or indeed into third level education. There's a report in the Irish Independent today which talks about the upping and hiking of accommodation for students by the country's universities, hikes of 11.5% year on year. But there has to be a plan and we have to begin somewhere. And I'm delighted that I'm joined in studio by somebody who wants to give advice to people on how they can best save and prepare for their children's education coming down the track. And I'm delighted to welcome from Her Money, she's a director with Her Money, Karen Goodliffe. Karen, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
And you're very welcome here to the studios here in Youghal. You were saying to me just there on the way in that when you were passing by, you met Linda, and it was like a double take because you were telling me you're in Cork 15 years.
15 years this week, yes.
Wow. And when you came here, you started working with Linda.
15 years ago, yes.
Wow. So this is a trip down memory lane.
It is, yes.
So how did you get involved with something like Her Money?
Okay, well, I've been in the financial services industry for over 20 years, scarily, more like 22 years. Started in the UK, where I was from originally, moved to Ireland 15 years ago, moved to Cork, and I started working with a life company called New Ireland Assurance. I had been working with life companies in the UK for the previous 7.5 years, and my role would have been to look after a panel of financial advisors or brokers, and the natural progression was, with time and with experience, I became a broker and I joined CWM Wealth Management and Her Money. I'm in the Her Money division, and the idea behind Her Money is to have a female advisor advising female clients and trying to encourage women to do more retirement planning, saving, investing and protection products as well. But that said, I advise men and women. I don't discriminate at all.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, but I suppose as we approach, you know, children going back to school, it is a time when people need to think about the financial implications.
That's right, yeah.
And even the news today now on The Independent, you know, hikes in university rent. Everything is going up and up and up. But when it comes to the time for your darling boy or girl to go off to third level, there's going to be a serious question, you know, where's the money going to come from?
Absolutely.
And you're kind of suggesting, I think this is kind of the line you're taking, that you need to start planning years in advance.
Earlier, absolutely. I suppose we're just ahead now of next week. The Leaving Cert results are coming out, so it is quite topical. People are talking about this, newspaper articles, like you said, about the rent. And if at all possible, if people can start earlier when their children are younger, the likelihood is they are going to go to third level education. Most of them seem to go to third level of some kind. It might not necessarily be university and college, you know, but some kind of third level education. But no one knows at outset where that's going to be or what course it's going to be or how long it's going to be. The likelihood of is a lot of people will go away to a city, so there will be rent costs. So the costs are going to be large. And you've seen today, obviously, with the article that the cost of it, of the accommodation is going up. So I would just say to people, if their children are younger right now, start putting a plan in place if you can and get some advice on it. If your child is going in the next 3 years, you don't have very long. Obviously, it's a short term plan here. And you don't have time to start looking at investments. You really just have time, if you can, to put money away in a bank deposit account or a credit union account and just put away as much as you can. I mean, there's different surveys out there. Zurich recently, in the last couple of weeks, did an education survey, a cost of education survey. DIT have done it. There's lots of different surveys out there. And if your child is going away, it can cost anything between £8,500 and £12,500 per annum. That's including rent and university fees and everything. So it's a lot of money to try and save up. So in the next three, five years, if your child's going away, just put away what you can. And I would assume you may be borrowing.
And of course,
well,
Karen, that price you mentioned of 12,500, that's just for 1 year.
1 year, absolutely.
And most degree courses are 3 or 4, yeah. So you could be up 48, 50,000.
Exactly, that's it. So that's why a bit of planning in advance, if possible, is recommended. If your child is younger and you have, say, 5 to 7 years plus to go, then there's alternatives to bank accounts to try and get your money to work harder for you. So obviously at the moment, interest rates are very low. You're probably going to get a maximum of 1.75% if you're very lucky in a long-term savings account, and then you need to take dirt tax off that as well. But if you have longer to go, you can, if you're comfortable with taking on some investment risk, start investing for your child. And this is what we would advise a lot of clients on. We look at the life companies, so we look at the likes of Zurich, Aviva, New Ireland Assurance, Irish Life. They all have investment and savings plans that you can either save monthly into, or if you're lucky enough to have a lump sum already saved up, you can invest that. And if you're talking 5 to 7 years plus, very similar to a pension, you can start investing in a fund that then invests in other assets like stocks and shares, property, commodities, a whole array of assets that will start trying to grow your money more than if you were literally just putting it in a bank account only.
Now, there's a certain red flag that's flying in front of me as you talk about that, because I'm very aware that we went into an unbelievable economic crash of around
11 years ago.
And, you know, stocks were just wiped. Investments were wiped. I know people that literally lost their shirts, let alone their houses. So I suppose people, you know, you can't blame them for being a little bit fearful and cautious. But, you know, let's get down to basics. Right. Your child is just done, has just completed the junior cert. There's 2, maybe 3 years towards leaving cert, then on to college. How can you begin? What's your recommendation for right now?
For those where there is literally 3 years to go, 2 years to go, they can't look at investing. I'll be honest, I wouldn't look at investing for them because they don't have the time to do it. When it comes to investing, you need 5 to 7 years plus. So you need time to be able to invest that money and have it grow over time. Because if you invest it and you've only got 3 years to go, if the markets dip, you're just going to get back, obviously, whatever your fund is worth at that time. So I would say then bank or credit union account and just save as much as you can. And you may need to borrow as well if you haven't saved anything already. But if you have longer to go, so if you have that 5 to 7 years to go, start, even if you start putting in some of the child allowance each month, and that's easier said than done, I appreciate. But if you start trying to put in 70, 75 euro a month, that money will grow over time. And I appreciate what happened in 2008. You know, we were all in the industry then as well, and we watched that happen. A lot of the time where people lost a lot of money is they were just in one asset. So they were just buying stocks and shares, or they just had a rental property, you know, that they rented out, an investment property. They weren't having a whole array of assets within their pension fund or their investment fund. So they weren't diversifying. So that's the first key thing with investing, is to diversify, to have a lot of different assets. So when it comes to the stocks and shares, you're not just one or two. These funds invest in 40 to 60 to 100 stocks all around the world. So you don't have regional risks, as well as different industries. And it's up to the fund manager as well nowadays, and they're very aware of this. The types of funds that we would put these clients into are called multi-asset funds, and they're risk managed. So back in 2008, fund managers were really looking for performance. That was the way they were judged. Whereas nowadays, they're judged on both performance, but how they manage risk also. So that's the downside. You know, every time markets go down, a fund will go down if they're in stocks and shares. So the key is diversity. Make sure you're in a fund where the fund manager does, you know, manage themselves on risk as well. And you're not going to have a repeat of what happened to people's money in 2008. Plus, you're buying monthly here. You're investing monthly. You can watch that grow each month.
Certain control, really.
Exactly. Now, you can access your money at any time with these as well. So they're not locked in. Some of the products will have exit penalties if you do decide that you want to access them. But you can access the money. They're not, you know, there's not a lock-in kind of where you can't access the money. But the advice is, it's obviously long-term that you're looking for this. And then when you need the money back, about 3 to 4 years before the child is going to go to college, you de-risk. You put the money in the bank account.
Now, I'm going to throw a curveball here at you, Karen. And it's sort of the elephant in the room at the moment, which is October 31st, Brexit.
Yes.
And I'll be talking to Damien O'Reilly after the break from the farming perspective. But from the financial perspective, there's a lot of concern out there. There's a lot of fear. There may be a certain amount of scaremongering as well.
There is.
But, you know, are there any protections in place that if the UK crash out, and we're asking people now, you know, to take it, you're taking a bit of a gamble, I suppose, when you're investing. There's a certain gamble to it. It's not totally, you know, going into the bookies and hoping that the horse comes in and he might still be running and, you know, your money is lost. But is there any comfort that we can give to people right now to say, hold on a while, look, I know there's a lot of rhetoric going on out there about Brexit, but, you know, it's not going to affect you in the way that you might fear.
No, absolutely. What you've got to remember with these funds and the fund managers, they're investing globally. So they're not just investing in the UK or in Ireland. They're actually probably investing very little in the UK and Ireland right now. They're investing in the US, Far East, you know, all sort of Europe, obviously, as well. So the impact is going to be smaller than people think in that case. Plus, we've been facing Brexit for 3 years now. And whether it's a hard Brexit or where there's a deal, a lot of the uncertainty has been priced into stocks and shares. Now, I'm not saying that they're not going to go down. And obviously, you've got currency risk as well, depending on where the stocks and shares are being bought. Obviously, sterling versus euro and dollar. There's always going to be currency risk as well if you're buying stocks and shares, or the fund manager is, obviously not the general public out there. If the fund manager is buying stocks and shares in other currencies as well. So there are going to be elements of risk. But a lot of what is happening with Brexit has been priced in. A lot of companies where these funds might be buying stocks in, you know, and they're very large companies, have already got their Brexit plans. So if they're in the UK, they've already made plans to maybe have an office elsewhere. I've seen that with some of the financial companies even, you know, have been moving to offices in Dublin and not just being managed out of London. The ones like, there's a couple I can think of straight away, Royal London and Aviva here in Ireland. So there is, you know, there's a lot of companies that have already got their Brexit plan in place.
Sure.
It's just the countries don't have their plan in place right now until...
Well, look, that's a debate for another day. Look, I suppose the main point here is that we've got to get into the psyche of people and to encourage them to actually begin saving. It's like, I liken it to myself in a way. I'm quite a large person. I need to lose weight. So I'm going to join something like Slimming World or one of these groups. But anybody that goes, it gets into the psyche that you learn to try new things and you become more disciplined, you know, in what you can eat and what you can drink and exercise and all that. I suppose it's the same getting, you know, encouraging people to, it's not as if you're giving your money away, but what you're saving today will actually benefit you and your family in 5, 10, 15 years down the track. And it'll take the pressure off you. That stress that your Johnny or your Mary has done so well in the Leaving Cert, they've got the points, they want to go to that great course above in Maynooth or above in UCG in Galway or Trinity in Dublin. And you're wondering, where am I going to get the money? I can't, you know, burst their bubble or burst their dream. So it's to encourage people now to start saving today.
That's it, to start saving, to speak to an advisor, obviously get good advice as to where to save. And if, you know, if affordability is an issue, then there are tips to start trying to maybe cut some costs. We have all sorts of tips that we've done in previous articles where even if you're doing things like changing broadband providers or you're, you know, shopping around for different insurances, if your car insurance renewals up, there's ways of saving money always, saving costs always. And if you can start diverting that and additional money into a savings plan for your child, even if you haven't got the total amount by the time they're going to college, like you've said, you've softened the blow. You know, you've got the majority of it and you still have time while they're at college. You know, you don't have to have the whole 48,000 up front, obviously, if that's what it's going to cost. You know, you have 2 or 3 years while they're at college as well to still be contributing.
And another
to
way
it.
To look at it as well, Karen, you know, the investment that you'll make in your child's future and their education hopefully will be repaid in 10, 15, 20 years' time when they get their doctorate and they get their big job and then they go looking after you.
Hopefully.
So invest for the future. I just want to remind listeners that if they want to find out any more information, I mean, we've only just literally sort of tiptoed or even touched the surface here of what you've come in to talk about. But, I mean, anybody that wants to find out more, you do have a website.
We do. So the website is hermoney.ie. We actually have some information on savings and investments in one of the sections. And we actually have a calculator for calculating the potential cost of third level education as well. And all our details are obviously on the website. We're based here in Cork at the Cork Airport Business Park. And, you know, more than happy to help and advise people if they need any help.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, look, Karen, thank you for coming in. Time really flies when you're having fun, as they say. And I'd love for you to come in again sometime to have a chat more about this, you know, maybe in September, October time.
Absolutely.
Because that's a time when people, they've gotten over the whole hustle and bustle of getting their kids back to school. They have more time to think. And maybe it's, you know, they'll be panicking about Christmas time. But maybe this is a way of putting all those Christmases together, all those birthdays together, making a plan for your child's future.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to help.
Brilliant. Karen Goodliffe, it's been an absolute pleasure.